Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, August 22nd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back here. We're looking forward to it all weekend to being back here Monday morning. We hope you had a good weekend. And to start things off today, Lisa has some fantastic news.
First up, we want to tell you that Eric Hufschmidt, author and researcher of some fantastic 9/11 material, is going to be appearing on George Norrie's Coast to Coast show Thursday, August 25th. Be sure to check that out. And it looks like he's going to be the only guest on there as far as I know, so
yeah,
we're really, really excited about this.
Yeah, we called him up and congratulated him today. And also, people wonder why we spend so much time hammering away at certain personalities and on certain issues, and this is the reason why. Is over the weekend, or on Friday, we published that article, George Norrie and the Shadow Rodents. Well, who knows how many people that watched Wing TV or read this article called up or emailed George Norrie and said, let's start talking about real issues here. Instead of shadow rodents and ghosts and 9-foot giants and so forth. This is what we have to do. We have to say, talk about what's real and what's vital to America. And it's great that we have someone that can speak very concisely and cogently about 9/11.
Right.
And the
controlled
demolition.
He's one of the few people. He's one of the few people in this so-called movement that is very outspoken about the controlled demolition.
Yeah, and this book is one of the best. Painful Questions in his DVD. A painful deception.
We just want you to know, Eric, we're really proud of you.
Yeah, great, great job. Now, I was talking to someone this morning, Lisa, that, that was in town in the area to cover a sporting event. He works for one of the big networks. And as usual, I steered the conversation toward 9/11. And by the end of the conversation, this guy looked at me and he said, you know those bastards wanted it to happen, don't you? Well, I said, of course they did. I said, you know, as I said, this was a controlled demolition. This guy was in his, you know, probably mid to late 40s. Said he was married, had a couple kids. And he said it as matter-of-factly as, you know, he was saying, how is the weather? He said, you know the government wanted it to happen. I said, yeah, it was an inside job. So the word is spreading. And with Eric Hufschmidt on Thursday, maybe we can spread it even more.
Right. Also, you know how we're always talking to you about rising above yourselves, doing a little bit more? Well, here's some people that are doing just that. Jim Gilchrist, you may remember his name. He's the co-founder of the Minuteman Project along with Chris Simcox.
Mm-hmm.
Gilchrist has formally announced that he's going to run for Congress in California's 48th District.
Good for him.
He's a retired CPA, and he's also a recipient of a Purple Heart in Vietnam. And, you know, for his courage alone, just standing up and defending the borders and organizing this whole big Minuteman project, I say let's get him in there. He's entered a special election for a seat vacated by Republican Chris Cox, and if you'd like to contact him and offer your support, his email is contact@jimgilchrist.com.
Very good. I still know a lot of people that live in Los Angeles, and I'm certainly going to have them spread the word. Now, Friday evening, I was speaking with a good friend of mine, and he owns a lawn doctor franchise. Well, he was telling me now that he's spending more money every month on gasoline than he pays on his mortgage. Think about what an abysmal state of affairs that is. He said he owns a van and a truck. He needs those to haul his equipment around and fertilizer and so forth. And he said he spends more to fill up the tanks on those two vehicles than on his mortgage. That's just, the people that are responsible for this should be absolutely ashamed of themselves.
Author Carl Worden, who writes for FederalObserver.com, is also jumping into the game. He's going to try to land a seat in District 2 as a U.S. rep for the state of Oregon. If you recall, we've had Carl Worden on our show before. He is a member of the Oregon Militia. He plans to record in writing every step of this process and document and expose any and every effort to control his intent or maneuver him or manipulate him. He says he wants to see what happens to these people we send to Washington, D.C. We'd like to see what happens to them, too.
That's a great idea. And Carl Worden wrote an article for Wing TV a week or so ago called Is Flacco a Flaco?
Right.
About this wave of sensationalism in the alternative
now,
media.
I told Carl I don't agree with everything that he has to say, but I have a lot more faith in Carl Worden and those like him than the morons we already have in Washington. If you'd like to offer your support to Carl, you can contact him at Wolfeyes, that's EYES, at highsurfer.net, HISURFER.net.
Very good. Yeah, we stand behind him 100%. Now, I got an email over the weekend from someone named Shalal, and he said that there is supposedly a 9/11 film in the works. And this was being discussed on CNN by a man named Jack Cafferty on, get the name of this show, Lisa, Situation Doom. And he was asking the host, Wolf Blitzer, is America ready for a film on 9/11? And Wolf Blitzer says, you have to hear this. He says, well, if it's based on the Keene Commission report, at least it'll have the facts.
Oh,
Wolf Blitzer.
You know what? We're not ready. We don't need any more films. We need the truth.
Yeah. So that's straight from Wolf Blitzer.
And the Keene Commission wouldn't know truth or fact if it hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Also, I want to tell you, activist Lisa Gariani, if you recall, the other day we ran an article by Lisa Gariani, who went to Crawford, Texas, to cover the Cindy Sheehan event. She's organizing another event in Oklahoma City on September 24th to coincide with national events that are going to be happening around the country on that weekend. She's looking for any motivating public speakers who might be interested in participating in this. They expect at least 1,000 people at this event. You can contact her at longshortrose@aol.com and go to the website antiwarfare.com for more information.
Okay, very good. Now, Air America. And I know Lisa had a little bit of contact with them a few months ago. Everybody knows Air America is very low in ratings. That's the left-leaning talk radio show. It's left. It has very low ratings. And what they do to get on all these stations across America is they don't take the normal way to get in. What they do is they pay for the airtime. So it's not what like a whole advertising free market kind of thing. They just go into a city and buy the time on these stations. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of news coming out now that financially they're in huge trouble. It seems like they diverted about $875,000
from children's programs.
Yeah, from this foundation called the Gloria Weiss Boys and Girls Club, and by the second month in existence already, they were bouncing checks. They were founded by a guy named Evan Cohen. I'll repeat that name, Evan Cohen. You'll know where he's coming from. And when Lisa called them, this was towards the beginning of the year, she wanted, considering now that the left is supposedly against George Bush, right? So she said, well, we have this book, 9/11 on Trial. We'd like to discuss the information in it. And who did you talk to and what did she say?
Producer for Al Franken's show, Gabriel Zuckerman. Mm-hmm. And she compared 9/11 truth to live Elvis sightings.
Yeah. So anyone that researches 9/11... it's like someone that's going out and looking for live Elvis.
It's a despicable thing to say, Gabriel.
Yeah, we just say get them off the air. I mean, I know that the talk radio is mostly dominated by the right, and we say get them the hell off the air too. But Air America is just the most pusillanimous, abysmal, just embarrassment.
Well, it looks like they're run by crooks. So.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have anything else there? Or should
no,
we, okay.
I think we should get right on to the phone call.
Yeah, we're going to call right now 9/11 activist Jim Kujawal. Talk to him for a couple minutes and then get back to a few more news stories. I don't think we're going to be able to cover everything today. But why don't you tell everyone a little bit about Jim.
Jim Kujawal, if you recall, was the guy in Washington, D.C. a few weeks back in July when we went to the D.C. Truth Convergence there. He was the one standing there since 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning. And he raised some hell there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so we're trying to get through right now to Jim.
He was, I don't know, not too welcome within our circle there where we were standing.
Jim!
Yeah?
Hey, it's Victor and Lisa from Wing TV. You're live on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Now, Jim, Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lisa, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, now, we only have a couple minutes, so I got a big... Well, first of all, tell everyone, I know you just put a new website up. Tell everyone how they can find it.
Okay. They can go to patriotjim.homestead.com.
Okay, patriotjim.homestead.com.
Yep.
Very good, and we took a look at that site, and it's really cool. So, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One big question for you. Are you going to be in New York City, 9/11, high noon, at Ground Zero?
Ripped. I'll be there. Guns blazing, buddy.
Good for you.
I want to leave the gun alone.
Okay?
Yeah, I was just telling everybody that you weren't exactly so welcome at the 9/11 Truth Convergence. The people that were organizing that event had a little problem with you. Why?
Oh, why? Well, I tell you why. I was protesting a protest. Okay, I went there. I went 1,000 miles, recent victory. Mm-hmm. I went 1,000 miles with the intent to protest at that rally. That was my goal.
Yep.
I negotiated with the Secret Service the whole time to accomplish that goal. And that was it. I felt I could not believe there were no protesters helping me. You know, the organizers of the event, where were the protesters? Why didn't they have, you know, people with me to do this?
Yeah. Now, Jim was there.
So after a while, after 4 hours of this, I was hopping mad. Yeah. I mean, I was totally ballistic. And you saw that action. I come across the street into the rally, and I just let them have it.
Yeah. Now, you know, Jim was there for
it. And what's funny about it, it was kind of my intervention, because when I went up there, the person talking was Orkin.
I know.
Yeah, Jenna Orkin, the big people-iller.
He started yelling at Jenna Orkin. It was kind
of
great.
Yeah. Of course, I start talking, I start disrupting things, they jump on my panty about this and that,
yeah.
You know.
But so what Jim did was go back down to the White House. He went back down to the White House and just started harassing the Secret Service again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Jim, one other question. There's 911truth.org, and they're organizing this wild goose chase where they want people to walk through the streets of Manhattan in front of the United Nations and then the New York Times and in front of, I think, CNN and Fox and NBC. Are you going to be there wandering on this wild goose chase, or are you going to be where the focal point is, down there at Ground Zero?
Well, I'll be at Ground Zero. That's where it is.
We want to remind everybody.
That's the impact right there. We guys stay there the whole time. Answering questions. We're just going to be there because people, the victims' families, will be there too.
Yeah.
Right.
This is an important interaction we have to have with them because they're going to be seeing our banners and, you know, there's going to be some kind of hesitation and they're probably kind of, you know, mad at us maybe in a way. But that's a good opportunity to talk to them.
That's right.
Understand their compassion, you know, have compassion for them and to demonstrate to them that we're doing this for, you know, their sons,
for the
their
truth.
Daughters.
Yeah.
Right.
We want to remind everybody, too, that the 9/11 Truth Org event that they want to hold at the New York Times and marching to the UN, it's a Sunday. There isn't going to be very many people in that New York Times building. They're probably not going to get any response from the UN. It's totally worthless, and it's a diversion and distraction away from Ground Zero.
That's right.
Exactly.
And we're going to spend all of tomorrow's show talking more about this. But, Jim, we just want to thank you for everything you're doing. We're going to see you in a couple weeks up there at Ground Zero. And tell everybody why. Tell everybody why they have to get up there that day.
Why do you got to get up there for? Because this is urgent. Victor and Lisa, this is urgent. Time is running out. We have to kick ass.
Very
kick
well
butt.
Said. Well, Jim.
Stars to it. And I want to see some angry, assertive activists up there.
That's
with
right.
us. I mean, these people got to kick butt. They got to get out there and just push the envelope to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, that's
what we need. This is what we need.
Yeah.
You know, again, I hate to go back to the 60s and 70s, but us kids, that's what we did. We pushed the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what has to be done. You know, the website shit is okay, but it's not a substitute for going out there and hitting the street.
That's right.
And that's what we got to do.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thanks for coming on today. We have to hop back and do some more things, but we'll see you in a few weeks, okay?
Okay.
Take care, buddy. Talk to you soon, Jim.
Bye-bye. I love you both. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that's Jim Kujua. You heard his website. Go on there.
This guy's amazing. He drives all over the country to attend these protests. I mean, the guy puts on some mileage. Can you imagine what he's spending just on the gas alone?
Exactly, yeah. So
that's rising above yourself.
But the most important thing he said was, this is urgent. You know, the people who run the world, the bloodthirsty monsters who are behind 9/11, they're playing for keeps. If we don't play the same way, they're going to steamroll right
over
us.
That's right. We have to play for keeps, too. So if you're not at that point yet, you better get to that point real soon.
Yeah. Now, let's cover a couple more of these news stories before we close the show today. Iran and Venezuela, especially their president, Hugo Chavez, are both saying that the best way to defeat the West, that means the United States, is through oil embargoes. A spokesman for the Iranian government said that the most potent economic weapon for settling scores is oil. And they're also protesting the fact that there seems to be a double standard. They say, why is Israel and Pakistan and India allowed to have nuclear weapons?
Wait. When it comes to Israel, there doesn't seem to be a double standard. There is a double standard.
Yeah.
In everything.
But they're saying, why aren't we? Now, I don't want nuclear weapons in the hands of Iran or Venezuela, but I don't want them in the hands of Israel and Pakistan and India either.
Right.
And
Israel has them, even though they don't want to admit it. We know you got them.
Yeah. And Hugo Chavez even went so far as to say that North America isn't compulsory for their survival. So they say that they don't have to sell oil to America to survive. That's a scary notion right there.
Yes. Among all the other scary business.
Now, Lisa, we talk a lot about illegal aliens on this show. Did you hear about this story about the two illegals that just were awarded a ranch?
Yeah.
Now, this happened out in Arizona. It was a ranch called Camp Thunderbird. It was owned by a guy named Casey Nethercutt. It was nicknamed Ranch Rescue, and these guys are firmly opposed to illegal immigration.
I guess he had an altercation with the illegals his ranch, and then there was some kind of physical confrontation. They end up getting his ranch awarded to them.
Now, the illegal said that they that Casey Nethercutt hit them on the head with his gun or his rifle butt, and there was some kind of altercation. But when this went before a jury, they came up deadlocked. So it wasn't proven that any of this happened. What they did convict Nethercutt on was illegal gun possession. Now, Morris Dees, who heads the Southern Poverty Law Center, said, now listen to this. He represented the illegal aliens. He said there's a certain poetic justice that these undocumented workers, not illegal aliens, of course he has to use the PC terminology, undocumented workers now own the land of Casey Nethercutt.
Isn't that disgusting? Yeah. First of all, they're not undocumented workers. They're criminals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. They're illegal, and that's the word illegal, aliens. Now, out in Oklahoma, J.D. Cash is doing some fantastic work. He's reporting that a Salt Lake City U.S. District Judge named Dale Kimball is now forcing the FBI to turn over all of their redacted documents. That means all the ones that are blacked out.
Hold your breath.
Yeah. Well, what this is there's been so many requests under the Freedom of Information Act that they can't stop it anymore. Now, on October 12th, there's going to be a hearing. And what they want to determine is, I love the way they word this, is if the FBI is entitled to keep withholding evidence.
But see, the problem with this whole thing is they can be ordered to present whatever. But that doesn't mean they're going to. They'll present whatever they want, and then they'll just say that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Now,
why believe anything they say?
Yeah. Now, this name pops up again, Morris Dees.
What do you know?
Yeah. Now, Morris Dees has admitted that he was monitoring the activity at Elohim City before the Alfred P. Murrah building was blown up.
Why isn't anyone questioning Morris Dees?
Yeah. Why isn't he in a court of law? And what is he doing monitoring the activity at Elohim City? Now, if you want the best overview of what happened at Oklahoma City, go to the Wing TV homepage, scroll down the middle column, and click on the link that says Oklahoma City, Elohim City Connection. This proves the case. Also,
that nails it.
Yeah, there's also proof now that the FBI was monitoring Timothy McVeigh before the explosion. Now, we're all supposed to believe that Timothy McVeigh was just this lone nut that popped out of nowhere and committed this dastardly deed. Well, we now know that the FBI was monitoring his activities for at least a year before the Murrah building was blown up.
Read that Elohim City Connection material closely, and you'll get a better idea of what was really going on.
Yeah. Now, we know that China and Russia are still engaged in their joint military exercises, and what they're doing What you have to look into is that whenever we talk about the New World Order, what they're doing now is forming the basis of the New World Order as it moves into the 21st century. Well, what does that mean? Well, what they're looking for is something called multipolarity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to differ from the world right now where we just have one superpower. That's the United States. And before this happened, there was a dual polarity where you had the Cold War, Russia on one side, the United States on the other. Well, the new World Order is going to be multipolar, where there's going to be no one single superpower. You're just going to have dots of power. So you have Russia on one hand, you have China on the other, you'll have the European Union, you'll have America, and you'll have maybe like an African mm-hmm. Union, something like that. So it's going to be a multipolar New World Order, and I don't think I like the idea of this New World Order any better than I like the old New World Order.
People, if you can, do whatever you can to show up at these different protests around the country. Organize your own. Get people into your living rooms to watch these videos that you keep buying. Direct people to websites. It's critical that we get the word out, and we have to amp it up now.
Yeah.
You rise above yourself. A protest can take an hour or 2 hours out of your day.
Plus,
you spend that time watching a movie.
Plus, get on the phone. Call George Norrie. Send emails to these guys. Send emails to the people that we listed in our Anatomy of a Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Send emails to them and say, why aren't you covering the controlled demolition?
And demand that they do.
Yeah, and demand that they do, or say, we're going to expose you if you don't. I think George Norrie is having Eric Hufschmidt on because everybody realizes now that Art Bell is a complete worthless CIA operative.
Huts.
And I don't think George Norrie wants to be seen that same way, or they're trying to save face. And I just want to read real quickly an email that I got from someone named Haywood. And he was responding to this George Norrie shadow rodent article. And he says, well, maybe they do exist. He's talking about shadow rodents. And then he says, what more do you want from George Norrie? He says he's already talked about 9/11 a couple times, and he says you should be happy that he's even covering it that much. Well, guess what, Haywood? We're not happy that that's all that he's covering it. We want him to cover it more until we can crack this case. Why do we want to talk about ghosts?
Talk about an apathetic attitude.
Yeah.
You'd rather be entertained with shadow rodents than talk about something like mass murder of people
yeah.
that perhaps even you knew, Haywood, huh?
Exactly.
Well, guess what? I knew a lot of people who got killed on 9/11, and I am not apathetic. I
yeah.
want to know the truth, and I want the truth out there.
Last week, we said to everybody out there, we said, do you know how much power you have? You have a voice. You're the ones, in our opinion anyway, are the ones that are getting Eric Hufschmidt
mm-hmm.
on George Norrie's show, Coast to Coast AM. So keep doing it. We're extremely proud of you. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about this 9/11 cockamamie wild goose chase that 911truth.org wants to have through the streets of Manhattan. Nico Haupt is already calling for a boycott
yeah.
on that. We couldn't agree more. And one last thing. Over the weekend, a guy named General Peter Shoemaker said that the Army right now is prepared for the worst-case scenario in Iraq to keep our troops there until 2009. Can you believe that? Now, to his credit, Chuck Hagel, Republican from Nebraska, says, get them the hell out
yeah.
now.
Well, the thing is, the guys that are over there now aren't going to hang till 2009.
Yeah.
They're going to have to be reinforced. And that means that all you people with draft-age kids are looking at a very real possibility
yeah.
that your own sons and daughters are going to get sent over there. It's time to speak up and open your mouth now.
Yeah.
No more fence sitters.
That's right. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about 9/11, the Ground Zero demonstration
mm-hmm.
versus this wild goose chase.
Yeah.
And we're the whistleblowers on these alternative media groups and alternative media activists. We're the ones. Now, these other sites, they think, well, whenever someone's a whistleblower for the government, it's a great thing. But when the whistle gets blown on them, they don't like it a whole lot.
One more thing. You may not like us or what we have to say, but we're coming out here and we're telling it to you straight.
That's right.
And somebody's dislike of us personally should not supersede the fact that this information about controlled demolition needs to get out to the
yeah.
public. And if they're going to let the fact that they dislike us personally keep them from telling the public what the public needs to know, then that shows the level of pettiness that they've stooped
right.
to.
Yeah, what are they worth anyways if that's what they have
to do?
We
don't need them.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to be back on Wing TV. Thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for tuning in. You're the ones that make all this possible. Keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.